Vote Leave campaign update from www.voteleavetakecontrol.org. It's safer to take back control. Let's spend our money on our priorities. We can trade with Europe without giving away permanent control to people we can't vote out. Imagine if we vote to leave in fewer than 100 days' time. We can take back control of our tax system and cut VAT on key everyday goods. The budget does nothing to address the huge cost of EU membership. There's one budget which the Chancellor's speech yesterday didn't address. We will continue to pay £350 million to Brussels every week of the year. Indeed, documents published alongside the budget revealed that payments by UK taxpayers to the EU budget will actually increase over the next 5 years. George Osborne claimed that the Independent Office for Budget Responsibility had warned against a Leave vote. But despite the Chancellor's spin, it did no such thing. In fact, the OBR clearly stated that it's not for us to judge at this stage what the impact of Brexit might be on the economy or the public finances. You can read our response to the budget at our website. One thing the OBR did make clear was that the government will miss its target for getting net migration down to tens of thousands if we stay in the EU. It is also worth remembering that Sir Stephen Nicol, a leading OBR economist, said last year that the PM's curb to migrants' benefits would not make much difference to the number of people coming here from the EU. The only way to take back control of our borders and create a fairer immigration system is to vote Leave. Millions of women will still pay the tampon tax. The Chancellor also failed to scrap VAT on women's sanitary products. EU law means that the UK government cannot lower the level of tax applied to tampons below 5% without the consent of the European Commission and agreement by all 28 member states. This is yet another example of how much control we've given away to Brussels. The people responsible for setting taxes in this country should be the people we elect, not unelected EU judges and bureaucrats. The only way to take back control is to vote Leave.